WHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. It's girls high school basketball tonight. Messing around. They're getting the ball rolling quick here tonight from Brenham High School. We got a district matchup tonight between Lake Creek and Brenham. The Cubettes coming into this one with an opportunity to tie for second place in the district with a win tonight. But they run into a very tough Lake Creek team, 3-0 in the district. And this team definitely a tough one that stands in their way. Of course, last year, a game that Brenham dropped at home. Matt Golden was a problem last year for this Brenham defense. As she stands at 6'3", a junior this year. She will definitely command a lot of attention at 6'3" in the paint tonight for this Brenham Cubett defense. We're going to sneak in one quick break, 60-second break here in our pregame show. We'll be back with our starting lineups and our tip-off. You're listening to Cubett Basketball on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
Well, let's get the starting lineups for the Lake Creek Lady Lions visiting Brenham High School tonight. They will start with Romy Gross, a senior two-guard. Emily Height will get the start as the three tonight, a senior. Kyla Hausman, a senior, will get the start at the one tonight. And Ava Anderson will be a starter for Lake Creek. And Matt Golden, the 6'3" tonight for Lake Creek. The Cubettes will go like this. They're starting five. Yasmin Gaines, Hallie Scheel, Carmen McWilliams, and Jade Powell getting the start tonight for the Cubettes. And also Antonia Lang getting the start tonight, a 5'10" for the Cubettes. So getting underway tonight, like I said earlier, Brenham has an opportunity tonight to knock Lake Creek out of a tie for first in the district, the 21-5A girls district. Lake Creek and Magnolia sit alone at the top at 3-0 on the year. Brenham could move themselves into a tie for second place tonight with the upset of Lake Creek. So getting ready to roll here. 8 minutes are up on the clock. Golden will jump it up in the center circle. Facing Powell, the 5'9 senior stands, and the tip is controlled by Lake Creek. Working from right to left on your radio dial as they cross the timeline with Hausman. She's got the handles between the circles, guarded up by Gaines. And out of the near side is Height. Skip pass into the corner on the far side. Takes one dribble on the baseline and has her shot blocked, but Golden is able to come up with it. That was Gross on the attempt. Here's a three ball from the left side corner from Anderson. That ball is tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Lake Creek. So just underway here from Brenham High School. Still no scores. The Cubettes on the defensive side wearing their home whites with the green letters and green trim. Lake Creek to throw it in. They get it into Hausman. She'll run between the circles now. Is picked up, guarded closely by Gaines. Now to Golden, who pops out from her spot on the post to take it into the short corner now on the left side for Gross. Her pass nearly picked off, and it's picked up by Height. Height skips it around the right side to Hausman. She's picked up by Gaines again at the top of the key. A zone defense here for the Cubettes. A 2-3, and 3 seconds is called on Golden, who was pitching a tent under the bucket, and that'll send it the way of the Cubettes. One defensive possession, one turnover. 7:16 to go here in the first quarter. It'll be Shield to bring it across the timeline, working from left to right for the Cubettes. Now it's Gaines with the basketball, right-hand dribble to the near side. Here's Shield with it on the handoff, goes to the elbow, kicks it out into the corner off the hands of Gaines, and a turnover for the Cubettes. So Shield and Gaines trying a little two-man action around the top of the key and a dribble weave, and the ball, as it was entered into the high post, tried to skip it back out to the corner, and it skipped off the hands of Gaines, back into the hands of Lake Creek. Now at the top of the key is Gross with it. Now to the short corner for Golden. She turns and fires a skip pass to the far side on the right wing now for Height. Height skips it back to the left side for Hausman. Now to the top of the key for Gross. Hausman with it now as Golden tries to flash to the high post. They don't find her. Now it's Gross with the basketball up to the top of the key. Thought about a three, did Hausman, had it poked away by Gaines and is able to regain possession. Now to the top of the key, and there's Shield with a steal at half court. Hallie Shield all the way, coast to coast, misses the layup, but there's Gaines to clean it up and put it in for two. So Hallie Shield with a nifty pickpocket at half court was able to run the length of the floor, tried to lay it in off glass. Had a little bit of contact, but missed the layup. Gaines was there to put it back. Here's Anderson on the offensive end. Kicks it out for a jumper in the short corner. That one's missed, and the rebound controlled by the Cubettes. Here comes Powell with it now, bringing it across half court. She's picked up by Height at the three-point line. Now they get it to Shield. She stands at the spiking line near side. Right on that volleyball sideline, kicks it to Gaines at the top of the key, and they'll set up the offense. Man-to-man defense here for Lake Creek. Brenham needs to get a little more movement offensively and some more spacing to give themselves an opportunity here as Shield picks it up. She'll go ISO right to the heart of the defense, kicks it out to Gaines, and a foul is called on the floor as Yasmin Gaines took the right-hand dribble on the right side of the floor, got bumped by Gross, and that'll be Gross's first foul. They call the foul on the ground. And it'll be Cubette basketball underneath. McWilliams will throw it in. You got Scheel out there, as well as Powell standing on the blocks. On the elbows is Lang and Gaines. Now it'll be Scheel with it to Gaines. Three ball, near side. That one is money. Yasmin Gaines buries the triple, and it's 5-0 early for the Cubettes. 5:30 to go in the first quarter. Lake Creek the other way now. A new sub in the game is Bailey Burns, a freshman out there for Lake Creek. She has the handles now, kicks it over to Height. Height with it. Now to Golden, short corner jumper from about 6 feet out. Missed that one a little long. The offensive rebound is pulled down by Anderson. Her putback attempt doesn't go. Another offensive rebound for Height. Now Shield comes away with it now. Shield on the fast break. It's her and Gaines running the length of the floor. Shield missed the layup, and the rebound is controlled on the floor. Loose ball picked up by Powell. What great hustle by Powell. Able to get it to Shield, who kicks it, runs baseline, now gets it inside for Lang. Lang misses the layup, and the rebound controlled by Lake Creek. So a couple opportunities right at the basket for the Cubettes, and they come up empty-handed. 4:49 to go first quarter, still 5-0. Cubettes with the lead, Lake Creek with the basketball. Burns has it, skip pass to the near side for Height. Height nearly tied up that time. Great defense by McWilliams. Here's a corner three for Anderson. That missed everything, and the rebound controlled by the Cubettes. That was McWilliams ripping the board down. She stands at 5'5", but played every bit of 6'4 on that rebound. Shield is rejected as she drives baseline. Burns was able to send that thing back. But if we know anything about Shield, that's not going to make much of a difference. It's very hard to shake her confidence. As she gets the inbound into the corner on the left side, surveys the defense, uses the screen, goes towards the middle, kicks it out to Gaines on the near side. Gaines, dribble penetrates, puts up the shot off glass, missed it off the heel, rebound fought for by Lang. We have a tie-up. No, they're going to call a foul. So they're going to get Lang with the foul on the reach. Her first, 4:14 to go first quarter. Still 5-0. Cubettes lead it here early in about halfway through the first quarter. Lake Creek controls it now. They'll bring it up with Burns, the freshman. Surveys the zone defense. A 1-3-1 look here from the Cubettes. really efficient defense if you have athletes that can run and cover those spots well, and it's really hard to rebound ahead of that 1-3-1, but Brenham doing an outstanding job of it tonight off the missed jumper. That was Powell with another rebound. Cubette's really running that 1-3-1 well so far. Shield has it with a right-hand dribble across the timeline, penetrates into the right side, hands it off to Gaines. Gaines will go with the left hand towards the middle of the lane, puts up the shot, missed it long. Rebound controlled by Powell, puts it up off glass, missed that one now. Here's Powell again with it, Lang comes crashing in to pick up the offensive rebound, and they're going to get a reach in on Lake Creek. We'll see who they get the foul on. It says 12, so we're going to charge that one to Emily Height, her first. Cubettes will throw it in on the baseline. Here's Shield cutting to the hole. Missed the layup again, but she's able to get her own rebound. Shield kicks it in now for Lang. Lang turns and surveys. Nothing there. Brings it out beyond the three-point line. Dribbles. Handoff to Shield. Three ball. Left side. Missed it short. Rebound controlled by Lang. Lang turns. Fires with the right hand. Missed everything. Rebound controlled underneath. This time by Powell. And now kicks it out to Shield. Shield sets up the offense now. Dumps it over to Gaines. Gaines will go short corner. Right side is fouled on the shot, and she'll get two. Missed the shot off the heel, but absorbed the contact and will get two free throws. Stepping up to the line is Gaines, only 5'5". A lot of speed. Good shot. Very quick as well from what I've seen so far tonight. Missed the free throw. A little bit short. Still 5-0 with 3:11 to go in the first quarter. Brenham doing everything they need to do right now to take this game from Lake Creek. They're playing with a lot of energy on the defensive end, flying to their spots. Playing very disciplined in that 1-3-1. Very easy to lose track of where you are in relation to the ball. One pass away, two pass away. That kind of discipline. Brenham doing a fantastic job so far. 6-0 now as the second free throw for Gaines is good. She's got six on the night. All six of the Brenham points. 3:03 to go in the first quarter. Lake Creek controls it now with Corey Clark out there running the point. Clark dumps it into the high post for Golden. Golden swings it around the left side. Now it's in the hands of Burns, the freshman. Shot fake, dribbles baseline, puts up the shot, missed everything. Golden, the offensive rebound. Her putback attempt is short. And the ball bounces out of bounds off the Cubettes, and it will stay with Lake Creek. 2:47 to go, first quarter. Cubettes lead at 6-0. Throwing it in is Anderson on the baseline. Is able to find Burns. Burns swings it around the top of the key to Baker. Baker nearly has her pocket picked as they're trapping with the wing and the top person on that 1-3-1. Entry pass now to Baker. She turns and fires it out. Here's a long three-pointer from Burns. That one's short. Rebound controlled by Golden underneath. Tries to clear some space. Has her shot blocked from behind. Another offensive rebound attempt. And the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Lake Creek. So a few offensive rebounds for the Lions right as I was praising how well the Cubettes are rebounding out of the 1-3-1. The announcer's curse hits them. 2:25 to go in the first quarter, but they do secure the possession on the turnover. Shield will walk it across half court, working from left to right. She's picked up one-on-one by Burns, gets a screen, uses it to the right side, hands it off to Gaines. Gaines will fake left, go right, or fake right, go left, drives it inside, and gets fouled on her way to the hole. Two more shots coming up for Yasmin Gaines, the 5'5 junior, with all 6 points on the board tonight. That'll be the first foul of the game on Clark. And Lake Creek now has three team fouls early in this first quarter with 2:11 left in the period. Gaines free throw on the way, puts it up, and drains it. 2 for 3 now from the line tonight is Gaines with 7 points. I'll tell you what, Brenham doing an outstanding job on the defensive end of the floor. If they can finish those possessions a little quicker and only allow one shot, they'll be in really good shape moving forward. And this one is the second free throw is good. And that moves us with 2:11 to go in the first quarter. 8-0 your score. 30-second timeout on the floor, and we'll take it with them. This is Cubette Basketball on KWHI.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
8-0 with 2:11 left in the first quarter. It's Dean Erickson with you tonight from Brenham High School, the site of tonight's matchup in the District 21-5A between Brenham and Lake Creek. Again, in this one, if Brenham's able to come away with a win tonight, then that would move Magnolia to a spot at the top of the district all by their lonesome. Now, of course, that is pending their game tonight with Brian Rutter. Magnolia does host Brian Rutter tonight. That game underway as we speak, but the Cubettes with an opportunity here to move themselves at the very least into a tie for second place in the district. 2:11 left first quarter. Lake Creek will inbound after the timeout. Really slow start offensively for the Lions as they have had a handful of opportunities right at the cup to get some points here in this first quarter, but have come up empty-handed every time. Here comes Clark with it across the timeline. She'll kick it over to Burns. Burns into the corner now. Anderson, her three, missed it long off the iron. Ripped down on the rebound by Clark. Another offensive rebound and another shot attempt for the Cub, the Lions as they get it inside. And Matt Golden uses every inch of that 6 foot 3 inch frame. She was posting up baseline on the right side, turned and fired it off her right shoulder, and was able to get the roll. 8-2 with 1:41 to go in the first quarter. Shield gets it in to Mathis. Mathis drives all the way in with the right hand, puts it up and in with contact. They don't call the foul, but what a nice move from Janiyah Mathis, able to extend the lead back to 8. She took it all the way to the hole with the right hand and finished strong. 10-2 with 1:22 to go in the first quarter. Clark has it. Now they kick it into the corner, tipped out of bounds by Lang. She came flying in, that was Mathis that came flying in from the weak side to tip that out of bounds. Clark gets the inbound now. We'll move it between the circles with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. 10-2, Cubettes with the lead. Lake Creek with the basketball. Golden dribbles in with the left hand from the three-point line. Not what you want your bigs to be doing is handling the basketball too much. So Golden goes and posts up inside and gets swatted away. Lang with the rejection, but they're going to call her for the foul. It's probably the right call. There was a lot of ball on that initially on the swat, but a little bit of the wrist as well, and just enough for our crew to blow that whistle. So second foul for Lang, and that's going to be probably a trip to the pine here with 1:01 to go in the first quarter. I say pine like it's an uncomfortable bench. They've got padded chairs. I think back in my day, they just made us sit on the concrete. 1:01 left in the first quarter. First free throw attempt falls for Golden. She's got all three of the Lake Creek points in this one. 61 seconds left in the quarter as Lang checks out. Outstanding defensive effort so far in this one by the Cubettes. 10-4, 6-point lead in the ball for the Cubettes. They get it up ahead quickly to Mathis. She'll throw it across half court and a foul immediately as Gaines was mugged as she tried to catch that ball. So you've got Gaines, Shield, Mathis is out there along with Hancock and Powell, the five on the floor for the Cubettes. 52 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. Shield dribble penetrates left side, puts it up off glass, missed everything. Rebound controlled by Golden. Up ahead now to Clark. Lake Creek on the attack, trying to close this gap. Here's a shot at a three on the left side. No, she pulls it down instead. Did Anderson. Now she gets it back out top to Baker. Baker dribble penetrates right side. Has it knocked away by Gaines. It's Gaines and Shield on the break. Gaines goes all the way in with the right hand, puts it up off glass, missed it, but she's fouled, and we'll get two free throws. 28 and a half seconds left in the first quarter. The Cubettes turning defense into offense here. And with 8 points on the board already for Gaines, she's got an opportunity to tack on two more. And the thing you like to see for the Cubettes is they've had a couple of players struggling to see their shot fall on the offensive side, but we have not seen that compromise their effort on the defensive end of the floor. So if the Cubette fans tuning in, that's something that you probably are very excited to hear as both free throws go down for Gaines. It's now 12-4, 28 seconds left in the first quarter. The shot clock would be off if we had one. Now a steal from Shield. Shield up ahead quickly to Gaines, and she's going to have a wide open look at the layup and puts it in. Hallie Shield on the steal and the assist, and Gaines with the easy deuce. 12 points for her in the first frame. 14-4, 10-point lead for the Cubettes. A long three by Anderson hits the front of the rim. Still 6 seconds left. I don't know why she shot that. Gets her own rebound and gets it into Golden. It works out as Golden's able to put it in. And with as time expires, your score at the end of one, Brenham leads it 14-6 over Lake Creek. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is KWHI in high school basketball.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Oh yeah, little Dio bringing us back into the action here from Brenham High School. You love to hear it. Maybe Kill Switch Engage. I don't know. They did that song too. Anyway, it is about time for the second quarter to get underway here from BHS tonight. Glad to have you along for this one. Dean Erickson with you, bringing you tonight's matchup between the Brenham Cubettes and the Lake Creek Lions. Lake Creek sits atop the district 21-5A right now in a tie with Magnolia. Both 3-0 in district play so far. Brenham has a chance tonight to knock Lake Creek into a tie for second place at least. And should Magnolia fall tonight against Brian Rutter, the possibility of a four-way tie at the top of the district. Well, at least a three-way tie. There's a lot of math involved here, and I'm not too good at that. Golden gets the inbound pass as we start second quarter action. Her shot attempt was blocked from behind, and now Scheel comes up with the rebound. Here comes Allie Scheel on the other end, pushing ahead to Gaines. Gaines puts up the layup. Caught a lot of body on that one. Tried to get the contact and wasn't going to get the benefit of the whistle that time. Turns it over, and it'll be Lake Creek ball. 7:37 left here in the first half. 14-6 your score. As Burns will bring it across half court. Gets it into Golden. Has it knocked away. That should be out of bounds. Oh, it looked like Golden might have touched that last, but it will stay with Lake Creek. My eyes aren't very good here from way up top. 7:28 left, first half. 14-6 the score. Lake Creek with the ball. Gross tries to inbound it. Gets it into the corner on the left side for Burns. Burns will use the right hand to bring it out to the wing on the left side. Now entry pass knocked away and stolen. Nearly stolen. Now it is stolen. Ripped away by McWilliams. Great active hands on the defensive side for Brenham so far in this one. And they take this 14-6 lead and try to slow it down just a little bit. Run maybe a little bit of clock. Get a good shot here as Scheel sets up the offense and gets the play call. Over to Gaines on the left side. Onto the wing, extended for McWilliams. They get into the corner for Scheel. Back to McWilliams at the top of the key. Back to Scheel now. Tries to look inside. Nothing really doing there. Still a man-to-man look here from Lake Creek. Spin move inside from Scheel off the penetration. Kicks it out. Three ball on the way. Missed it off the heel. Rebound controlled by the Lions. It's Gross coming in with a rebound. 6:41 to go, first half. 14-6 the score. Steal on the play by McWilliams. McWilliams picked it off. Now she's running the floor all by herself. Has it blocked from behind. But a foul on Bailey Burns, the freshman in hot pursuit. Knocked it away at the last second, but caught a lot of body. And that's going to send McWilliams to the free throw line. An opportunity to get on the board for her tonight. 14-6 the score. 6:34 to go, first half. Brenham with the lead. And a shooter at the line. Really good defensive effort so far from Brenham. We've been saying it a lot, but two things that will win you a lot of basketball games, whether or not your free throws go in or not, two things that can at least help your cause in a big way is rebounding and playing good defense. And we've seen pretty high-level defense, only giving up 6 points so far through about a quarter and a half of action. Second free throw is true that time for McWilliams. 15-6 now. It'll be Clark bringing it across half court now. Whips it over to the near side to Golden. Golden swings it to Gross. Short corner left side, Anderson. Now down to Golden. Her shot was knocked away, but a foul is called. Oldham's been quiet for the majority of that first quarter, tacked on 6 points late. Kind of got a freebie look at one on a weird exchange towards the end of that first quarter as Anderson ripped one from Curry distance with about 12 seconds left in the quarter, thinking the clock was running out. And everybody that was rebounding was just as confused as I was. And then, except for Golden, she was able to pick up the freebie underneath the cup to get her fifth and sixth point of the night at the end of the first quarter. Missed the free throw on the front end of this pair and is able to connect on the second. So 15-7 with 6:22 left in the first half. Cubettes will bring it across with McWilliams. Now to Scheel. Also have Lang out there. Lang will come to set a screen for Scheel. Good screen. On the handoff now. Here's McWilliams with it to Gaines. Gaines to the left elbow now to Scheel in the left corner. Scheel tries to go ISO and has her entry pass tipped away. And it will stay with the Cubettes as Anderson touched it with her foot on the end line. So it will stay with the Cubettes. Here's Scheel with it left corner. Kicks it over to Gaines. Gaines goes the left-hand dribble. Puts up a shot off glass. Misses it off the heel. Rebound. Fought for underneath. Goes out of bounds. It should stay with Brenham here. Waiting for a call. And it will stay with the Cubettes. As it's McWilliams with it. And tried to get it into Scheel, who is sprinting to the spot in the left corner. But Corey Clark was one step quicker and was able to knock it out of bounds. So now they'll throw it in from that spot in the corner on the left side. Get it into Gaines. Gaines has it. Gets a screen. Kicks it underneath now for Powell on the right side. And she dribbles it off her foot. No, it was tipped out. So it will stay with the Cubettes. So a timeout on the floor. Whew, probably going to need to call a timeout. Get a play drawn up, coach. 5:45 to go first half, 15-7 the score. Timeout on the floor, and we'll take it with them back in 30 seconds. This is high school basketball on KWHI.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
5:45 left here in the first half. 15-7 the score as the Cubettes lead Lake Creek in the JV game earlier tonight. Lake Creek was able to win that one 42-21 over the Cubettes. The varsity game, a different story as a very low scoring affair so far, but Brenham in control, and it's thanks in large part to their defensive effort tonight. Cubettes will throw it in on the baseline with McWilliams. McWilliams gets it to Scheel. She's trapped in the corner, is able to break free and penetrates in it on the right side. Finds a wide open Powell underneath, misses the layup, and the rebound fought for and controlled by Lake Creek. Clark with it, pushing the other direction. Brenham does a great job of getting back in transition. Clark with a hesitation move. Ooh, nice up and under. Didn't have enough leg on it, though. Left it short. Golden battling underneath for the rebound. Puts up the shot. Missed it long. Rebound again controlled by Clark. And Lake Creek has it. Here's a shot for Gross. Her three is well short. And it's pulled down by McWilliams. So Brenham kind of bailed out a little bit that time. Having a little bit of trouble rebounding now. Midway through this second quarter. But they do secure the offensive possession as Gaines tried to penetrate and had it knocked away on the shot. No foul called. Gaines doing a great job tonight of really driving with aggression, trying to get to the hole, absorb the contact, and get to the free throw line. She's got 12 of the 15 points for the Cubettes, but the turnover there with 4:54 to go in the first half. Here's Clark with it. She'll kick it over to the left side now on the wing. It is Height. Skip pass near side. Clark fakes left, goes right, brings it back out, goes between the legs with it, between the circles. Now with the right hand dribble, guarded up closely by Gaines. Golden pops out to the top of the key, now to the left side short corner, into the hands of Height. Height skip pass to the top of the key. Clark, good look at a three straight away, missed everything, and it'll be Brenham basketball. So good ball movement offensively for Lake Creek. They're really, that's how you got to play a zone. You're going to beat a zone, beat it with passes, skip passes, dribble penetration. The scheme, the philosophy's there for Lake Creek, but excellent closeouts and quick movement of the feet for Brenham on defense as Gaines tries to drive it inside. That was McWilliams on the drive, has her shot rejected. Now they get it to McWilliams, wide open corner three. That one is a little long, and Golden is able to rip down the board. 4:16 to go first half, 15-7. Cubettes with the lead, Lake Creek with the ball. Clark goes one-on-one against Gaines, crosses her up at the top of the key, kicks it out to the corner, three ball, Gross, missed that one short, rebound, fought for, and out of bounds off Brenham. Had two Cubettes fighting for that same piece of real estate there as Lang and Powell came together. As we'll see Mathis back into the ball game now. 5'10 freshman brought some good energy in that first quarter in the time that she saw. As well as 2 points, Golden goes inside, tries to throw up a shot with the left hand. And they're going to get Golden for a foul as she was trying to battle with Powell underneath for the rebound. And that's going to be the third foul in the frame. Second foul on Golden. So that'll definitely open up the, if Brenham can take one inside here, maybe throw it inside to Lang, who's being guarded by Golden, and let her go to work and try to get that third foul. We'll see what the Cubettes decide to do. Mathis with it now, kicks it out, left side corner. Gaines thought about a three, beautiful shot fake, puts it up off the on the runner through the middle of the lane, missed it short, Clark the rebound. She'll push tempo the other direction, fakes right, goes left with it, kicks it to Gross, left side corner, inside entry pass for Golden. Golden bowls over the defender, no call, but is able to find on a nice pass. Able to find Emily Hite for her first two of the night. 15-9. Lake Creek crawling back into this one. Down six with 3:25 to go. The Cubettes need a bucket here. Hallie Scheel has it with a right-hand dribble. Gets a screen on the left side. Dumps it off the screen to Powell. Powell dribble penetrates. Goes up strong with it and draws the foul. You can feel the energy picking up at Brenham High School. That's the first foul of the contest on Maddie Wells, the senior at 5'9". Got a lot of ball, but also a lot of body on that. That's where the contact came from, and two free throws on the way. Missed it short on the first attempt. Now that's a tough one if you're Lang. You want to have that one back, especially with how well this Cubette team has played defensively so far in this game. A few missed free throws, a few missed layups, and this could be a double-digit lead right now for the Cubettes. Second free throw is true, and that was Powell at the line, excuse me. Jade Powell splits the pair. It's got to do a lot for your confidence, though, too, for the Cubettes, knowing that. I always remember it being a good feeling. If, even if you weren't playing the best, you miss a few layups. It's like, well, this could be a 20-point game right now as the shot turnaround jumper from Wells is off, rebounded by Scheel. It's like it's a little bit of a confidence boost because all you got to do is make the shot. Scheel drives in on the right side as her tried to skip the pass over the top of the defense. Clark was able to tie her up, force her into an extra step, and it'll be a turnover. 2:53 to go first half, 16-9. Cubettes with the lead. Lake Creek with the ball. Clark has it now across half court at the spiking line. Kicks it over to the far side for Wells. Wells into the corner now, Anderson. Anderson skips it back around for Hausman. Clark three straight away, nearly just off to the left of the circle. Missed it short. Anderson, the offensive rebound. Her putback is short. And the rebound still being fought for. And another Lake Creek offensive rebound as Clark has it with 2.5 to go in the quarter. Hausman with it now. Gets it inside. And a shot blocked from behind as Emily Hite tried to go up with it. And Hallie Scheel said, I don't think so. Clean that one out. 2:23 left first half, 16-9. Cubettes with the lead. Lake Creek retains possession. Right now it's Anderson on the baseline to throw it in. Looking for somewhere to go with this. Able to find Wells and a foul on her shot attempt. So Wells will go to the line for two. 16-9, still your score with 2:22 left here in the first half. Cubettes with the lead. Trying to take Lake Creek out of first place in the district. First free throw is true for Wells. New sub in the game is Whitley for Brenham. A 5'10 junior. Second free throw on the way. Got it. So Wells goes 2 for 2 from the line. 2:19 to go first half, 16-11. Lake Creek back to within 5. Shield with it with a right-hand dribble on the right side. Down into the corner. Gets a screen from Whitley. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it to Lang. Lang tried to look inside for Whitley. Errant pass. Falls out of bounds. And it will go to the way of Lake Creek. So with 2 minutes left in the first half, Lake Creek with an opportunity to cut it to a one-possession game for the first time since it was 2-0 early. 1:55 and counting now. Anderson runner on the baseline. Missed it. Rebound controlled by the Cubettes. Nice quick possession. McWilliams was able to secure that off the miss. Now to Scheel. She's got it right in front of the Lake Creek bench on the left side with a right-hand dribble now. Gets a screen from Lang. Calls for a handoff now. Gets it to Mathis. Mathis goes off her foot with it. Able to secure the possession before it rolls into the backcourt. Now to Scheel. 1:30 to go, and Brennan might as well just let this thing run down as much as Lake Creek will let him and try to hold for the last shot. No shot clock. He might as well, especially with a five-point lead. And an offensive foul is called on the screen as Mathis gave a little too much body. 1:21 left in the first half. First foul of the contest on Mathis. Only the third team foul of the half for Brenham. 16-11 with 1:21 left in the first half. Clark will take it across half court. Clark still scoreless in this one. Here's a corner look for Hype, and they dump it inside. And a nice wide open shot for Hype. Gets it to fall. She's got four, and it's a three-point game with 1 minute to go in the first half. Scheel with it. Gets the screen. Goes to the right side with it into the short corner. Now backs it back out. Tries to hand it off to Gaines. Gaines will go with the right-hand dribble. Kicks it into the corner. McWilliams, top of the key, Scheel. Scheel with the right-hand dribble. Leaves it for Gaines. Gaines penetrates. Puts up the shot. Missed everything, and it'll go out of bounds. Might have been tipped out of her hand, but ref didn't see it, if anything, so Lake Creek with an opportunity here to cut it to one with a two or tie it going into halftime with a three. 40 seconds left. First quarter was all Brenham. But Lake Creek has come storming back in the second half. Clark, the runner, missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds off the Cubettes. And it will stay with Lake Creek. It was Lang going up for the board. Tipped it out. 16-13. Or no, it's going to be Cubette basketball. And take them where you can get them. Here come the Cubettes. Scheel with it, 25 seconds left, three-point lead and the ball. Scheel will go one-on-one against Hausman here, will bring it to the right side, has it poked out of bounds. It'll stay with Brenham, 16.8 left in the half, 16-13. Cubettes lead by three. Scheel with it now. Fakes the pass over the top. Will put it down with the right-hand dribble. Crosses up on Hausman. Goes inside. Kicks it out. Corner three. McWilliams on the way. That one is off the iron. But the offensive rebound pulled down inside. Great work by Powell to secure the board. Or excuse me, that was Whitley to secure the offensive rebound. And gets tied up underneath. It will stay with the Cubettes. 4.8 seconds left. 16-13. Scheel has the pass on the inbounds. They get it back to McWilliams. Back to Scheel. Her three at the horn. Missed it long. 16-13. Your halftime score. The Cubettes got off to a quick start, putting up 14 in the first frame, but were only able to bring home 2 points in that second quarter. So they go to the half with a three-point lead, 16-13. We'll be back with halftime right after this in 2 minutes on KWHI.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
KWHI AM and K269 GU FM, Brenham.
Halftime rolls on here. KWHI bringing you coverage tonight of Cubette basketball. The Cubettes lead Lake Creek at the half 16-13. Your leading scorer for the Cubettes in that first half is Yasmin Gaines, the 5'5 junior, able to put up 12 of the 16 points for the Cubettes in that first half. For Lake Creek, they were led by Matt Golden with 6 points, all of which came in the first quarter, and then in the second quarter they were able to get 4 points from Emily Height and two from Maddie Wells off the bench as well. Your first quarter score, 14-6, a great first quarter defensively for Cubettes, and I would argue that you could even say the second quarter was a great defensive effort as well. Still holding a team to 13 points and a half is always pretty good, but for the Cubettes, definitely the second half, something that will help them out tremendously will be their rebounding. They started out rebounding very well. A lot of one-and-done possessions for Lake Creek early in the ball game, and then Lake Creek started crashing the boards a lot harder, able to come up with some second-chance opportunities that led to points, and was able to help bring them back into this one. So neither team shooting well from beyond the arc. We have yet to see any deep shots go in tonight, so this is going to be one of those pounded inside and get a couple of new bruises by the time you leave the locker room tonight kind of games. And Brenham definitely playing well for the most part defensively. Their zone defense look really causing a lot of problems for the Lake Creek shooters. Lake Creek did figure a couple of ways to attack that zone in the second quarter, able to come back to within one possession. But I think we've got a good one on our hands here tonight for this 21-5A district matchup between Lake Creek and Brenham. Again, if Brenham's able to win tonight, they will move to at least a tie for second place in the district, which would be or at least a tie for second in the district between Lake Creek, who sits 3-0, undefeated. Magnolia, also undefeated in the district right now. They have Brian Rutter tonight, who sits at 1-2 on the season. So if Magnolia were to win, that would move them into sole possession of first place in the district. So Cubettes pulling for Brian Rutter tonight, and obviously their own, to take down Lake Creek in this one. 5.5 minutes away from the start of the second half of action here tonight on KWHI. At the end of the first quarter, it was 14-6, and then that second frame offensively owned by Lake Creek. They closed it to within 3 points and are able to get back to within one possession. Coming up on Friday, the Cubettes will travel to Montgomery for a 6:30 tip-off, and then next Tuesday we'll be back here with Cubette basketball on KWHI for a 6:15 pregame, 6:30 tip as the Cubettes host Magnolia West, who they are currently tied with in the district at 2-1 each. Magnolia West right now is hosting Montgomery tonight. Our next Cubs basketball broadcast will be on Friday with Doug Brown, as the boys will play Montgomery. 6:30 tip, 6:15 pregame right here on KWHI. We're going to take a short break and be back with second half action. Again, your score at the break, 16-13. The Cubettes lead it over Lake Creek. This is high school basketball on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7 Brenham.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham, for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Get ready for second half action tonight from Brenham High School as the Cubettes lead Lake Creek 16-13 coming out of the locker room. They will look to get some production offensively to continue in that second half from Yasmin Gaines. She leads all scorers with 12 points of the 16 for the Cubs tonight. And really it all starts and ends on the defensive side for Brenham in this one. They've played very well getting hands in the passing lane, getting to the spots, closing out on shooters, a little bit of trouble rebounding towards the middle part of in the end of that first half. But the hardest part about rebounding out of a zone is finding somebody to put a body on. You know, I always used to tell us, just find somebody that ain't wearing the same jersey you are and hit them. That's really all you can do. Just go find somebody and put a body on them, get a hat on them, and the ball comes second in that situation. But, yeah, we're getting ready to roll here in the second half. 16-13 your score. Lake Creek will get the ball to start the second half of action. Up next for the Cubettes, they will hit the road to Magnolia West, or excuse me, Montgomery this Friday for a 6:30 tip-off. Next Tuesday will be Magnolia West. We'll have that game for you here on KWHI. Getting ready to start up the second half from Brenham High School. 16-13 your score. Lake Creek will control it out of the break. Clark will have it. She's got it between the circles. Kicks over to the left side for Golden. Entry pass into the short corner on the left side for Height. Now to Clark, and tries to skip it into Golden, who able to make an acrobatic catch and kick it back out. Now Clark has it. Over to the right side wing for Height. Skip pass left side. Here's a jumper just inside the three-point arc. Missed it short for Anderson, and the rebound controlled by the Cubettes. Shield's got it now. Just underway here in the second half. Shield with it, working from right to left on the radio dial. Gaines with it with a right-hand dribble between the circles. Gets the screen from Powell. puts it up. Runner off glass, missed it short. Rebound fought for underneath by Lang, and eventually is ripped away by Golden. I want to see Brenham come out with a little more energy in this second half. Here's Golden. She'll try a three. That probably not a shot that her coach wants to see her taking too many of, as she missed that one well short. 7:06 left in the third quarter. 16-13. Golden's attempt to tie it doesn't come to fruition. And now the Cubettes control it. They'll try a three of their own from Lang. Missed that one short. Rebound controlled by Lake Creek. So here comes Clark with it. Now Golden over to Anderson. Back to the top of the key for Clark, and that was Gaines trying to reach in and poke it away. And she's whistled for the foul, her first team foul of the half for Brenham. 16-13 still the score. 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Golden has it now, just to the left of the circle. Kicks it over to Height. And Shield tried to poke it away from Clark. Clark was able to come back with it now. Now it's Height with it. Back to Clark. Her three. Deep three. That one's short off the front iron. Anderson the rebound. Tries to put it up off glass. Missed it. Had it blocked partially. Now Clark's got it on this as the ball skips out to the three-point line right into the waiting arms of Clark. Pulls it down to start the offense. Gets it to Golden. Golden kicks it into the corner. Has it picked off by Shield. Here comes Hallie Shield the other direction. She's got a wide open run on the layup. Clark gives pursuit. Kicks it off at the last second. Beautiful assist from Shield. Able to find Gaines running the floor. And that's at least the third assist that Shield's had that Gaines has scored the points off of. Gaines has 14, and the lead is 18-13. 5 points here with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Wells with it now. Puts up a college range three and puts it home. Whoa, that was a deep shot from, Emily Height. Her first three. She's got seven, and it's a two-point ball game. That was a hello from Lake Creek. They are bringing it here in this second half. It's going to be Lang on the drive inside. Has it poked away from behind right into the hands of Anderson. Now Clark pushing ahead the other way for Lake Creek. And Golden's going to get whistled for the offensive foul as she put out that right arm and tried to clear out space. Jade Powell hit the deck. There's a lot of extension on that right arm. A little forearm shiver. Call it a stiff arm. I'll tell you what, if that whistle wouldn't have blown, there would have been some, I don't know, that would have been a pretty wild scene. I tell you what, 5:03 left third quarter, 18-16. Brenham, two-point lead and the ball. Shields got it, working across the timeline from right to left. Gets a screen from Gaines. And now she'll throw it over to her on the panhandle of the Texas State on the middle of the logo here at Brenham High School. Here's a drive inside and a missed layup that time. Looked like that was Powell that put it up, missed it short, and is fouled as she gets her own rebound. And by my count, that was the third foul on Golden. So she's on the bench here for Brenham. So an opportunity to maybe pound this thing inside. And another foul was whistled. And they're going to get Ivy Baker with that foul. That's her second. Already the third team foul. The second team foul for Lake Creek is Clark able to poke the inbounds out. As McWilliams tried to throw it in, Clark came flying across the floor. Tip it out of bounds, stays with Brenham. McWilliams to throw it in again. Gets it to Powell, flashing to the near side short corner. Goes with the right-hand dribble into the lane, turns, looks, fires it out to Shield. Shield with the right-hand attack, kicks it into the corner. Here's a three ball on the way for Gaines, and that one's knocked away. 18-16, still your score, 4:09 left, third quarter. Lake Creek with the ball as Clark brings it across, crosses up Gaines, goes inside, kicks it over on the penetration to Height, and her shot missed off the heel. Offensive rebound by Anderson, and a tie-up is called. And Anderson's confused. I don't really think that was a tie-up. But it will benefit, it benefits Lake Creek. They do retain possession, but that does flip the arrow back over to Brenham. And a travel is called. Maybe a makeup there by chance. I don't know. To be honest with you, I didn't really see the exchange under the basket. It looked like they were just scrapping for the ball. It didn't look like either team really had possession when the tie-up was whistled. So now it's Gaines with it. She'll dribble into the corner, gets it to Scheel. Nice spin move, goes back baseline, and a blocking foul is called. So Scheel able to draw the contact. That'll be the third foul of the half on Lake Creek. Second of the game on Height. Now two fouls for Height to go along with her 7 points. And she'll come out and have a seat. So it'll be McWilliams to throw it in. Gets it in on the baseline to Scheel. Scheel able to kick it out to McWilliams. And another tie-up. And now Brenham will retain possession. So very fortuitous bounce, if you will. Nearly a turnover. But McWilliams able to tie it up and keep the ball on this side of the floor as Powell throws it away. Or that was Gaines that tried to flash inside and catch the pass and ended up throwing it away. As in quickly in transition the other direction now comes Wells. Her shot rattles out. Rebound controlled by Scheel. 3:22 to go left in the third quarter. Still a two-point game. And a beautiful drive by Scheel. Able to absorb the contact on the right side. Puts it in off glass. Gets fouled. And we'll get an attempt for the free throw. Believe it or not, her first points of the night. And they couldn't come at a better time for the Cubettes, putting them up 4 with an opportunity to make it 5. 3:18 left third quarter. Shields free throw on the way. Got it. 21-16. So the Brenham backcourt providing for 17 of the 21 points for the Cubettes tonight between Scheel and Gaines. With Scheel assisting on the majority of those points as well, as she is able to make a great defensive play, tip the ball out of bounds. Lake Creek will have to throw it in from the corner now. 3:01 left in the third quarter, 21-16. Cubettes with the lead. Lake Creek's got the ball. Clark has it now. Guarded up closely by Gaines on the wing near side. Goes back to the middle of the floor with the right-hand dribble. Crosses over to the left. Kicks it out. Over. Taking a look with it is Burns. Burns has it poked away by Gaines. Gaines tries to run it out with a layup. Puts it up. Off glass. Missed it. Short. Rebound controlled by Anderson. Here comes Lake Creek the other way, but Scheel's able to poke it away from behind. Quickly throws it in and throws it away. Now a scrap for it on the floor. The ball's loose. Fumble on the play. And a tie-up will send it to Lake Creek. Sometimes the game of basketball can be ugly. Sometimes it's a thing of beauty. And sometimes you just have to get into a giant dog pile on the middle of the floor looking for the basketball. And that's kind of what that was. 2:33 left here in the third quarter. 21-16. Brenham with the lead. Lake Creek with the ball. Clark's got it. 1-3-1 defense look here for Brenham. You got Scheel playing one of the wings. The other wing is Mathis. The top is Gaines of the 1-3-1. They're going to throw it into Burns. Burns skips it to Clark now. Clark will pull it back and bury a triple as Gaines was over there, kind of shaded over to defender. She was about a foot and a half behind the three-point line, so she kind of showed like she was going to contest and then backed off at the last second. Clark saw the space and put home the triple, 21-19, and an offensive foul as I don't know who they're going to get for that. I didn't see. Boy, they call that on Gaines. I don't know. Might have got her with the forearm. No, they're going to get the foul on Lang, her third, and that's a big one for the Cubettes as Lang will have to come out. And you can see on that Lake Creek sideline, down two. A three gives them the lead. A deuce will tie it. 1:51 to go in the third quarter. We've got a rock fight going on here at Brenham High School tonight. Clark, here's a three ball in the corner. Missed it way long. Ball is out of bounds. It should stay with Lake Creek, and it does. Scheel on the attempt at the rebound. Ended up, actually, the shot missed so long, it ended up hitting her right in the shoe. 1:43 left, third quarter, 21-19. Inbound pass into the near side for Burns. Burns kicks it over to the top for Height between the circles. Anderson with it now. Short corner left side is Clark. Turns, fires, goes up and under. No, a nifty move. Missed the layup, though. And the rebound is pulled down offensively by Height. Kicks it out to Anderson. And now Scheel's got it, and she's going to run it out for a layup. Clark gives chase from behind. Scheel stops and has it poked away from behind. got smacked on the forearm, it looked like. Oh, and Scheel absolutely buries Clark, and I think Clark kind of flopped on that one, if I'm being honest. LeBron James has entered the building, my friends. We got a flop fest going on. I mean, I get it. I get it. You want to draw the contact. You want to get the foul. You want the free throws. I get it, but might as well give him an Oscar for that acting performance as well. 21-19. Who said basketball wasn't a contact sport? Get out of here with that. Clark with it now at the top of the key. Throws it to the right side wing for Hike. Skips it over to Clark again into the corner. Three ball on the way from Burns. That is good. Burns with a deep three. 22-21. And with 58 seconds left in the third quarter, Lake Creek has their first lead of the ball game. And all 17 of the Lake Creek folks that traveled out here tonight are loving that. 58 seconds left, third quarter. Brenham trails by one. We're back in 30 seconds. You have high school basketball on KWHI.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Yep, round and round we go here from Brenham High School tonight. The Cubettes raced out to an early lead in this one, 14-6 at the end of the first quarter. Lake Creek came back to cut it to one possession into halftime at 16-13. Now, with just under a minute to go in the third quarter, they find themselves up by one, their first lead of the game with 58 seconds left in the third quarter off a three from Bailey Burns, the freshman, a deep triple when Lake Creek needed it the most. Now, if you're Brenham, how do you come back offensively here? The offense has been fairly stagnant since about halfway through the second quarter. We'll see if they can answer the three on this end. Shields got it right in front of her own bench. Right-hand dribble, crosses up on Clark, takes it all the way in, puts up the shot, got it. Shields, her first field goal, second field goal of the night, gives her five. And it's 23-22. Cubettes back to within, back to a one-point lead. 37 seconds left, third quarter. Burns with it. The freshman just knocked down a three the last time down the floor. This time she's on the right side of the wing, playing against that 1-3-1 look from Brenham. Clark crosses up on Gaines, goes inside with it, or goes to the right side with it. Now with the left hand, backs out to the top. Burns with it between the circles. Burns back to Clark. 20 seconds and counting, third quarter. Gaines getting a little handsy up top as Scheel overruns the passing lane. It's going to get a look inside, but the pass is errant, goes right off the fingertips of Maddie Wells. And Brenham will be set up with the ball with 14 seconds left in the third quarter. Scheel will walk it across the timeline, 12 seconds and ticking. Working from right to left now, Scheel with it. One-on-one, isolation on Clark, calls for the screen, uses it to the left side, puts up a deep three. That one is in there! Hallie Scheel buries the triple at the horn, 26-22. She was quiet for the first half, but erupts for 5 points in the last minute of the third quarter. With her team down one, Hallie Scheel puts the Cubettes up 26-22, entering the final frame. We'll be back in 60 seconds to settle it from Brenham High School. 26-22, Cubettes lead it on KWHI.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Well, 8 minutes to settle it here. District 21 5A Girls Varsity High School Basketball action tonight on KWHI as Brenham tied for third in the district. trying to assert themselves by taking down Lake Creek, who sit atop the district in a tie with Magnolia, both 3-0 on the young season. Well, young in terms of district play. 26-22, Brenham with the basketball and the lead to start the fourth quarter. Shields got it. She erupted for five, the final 5 points of that quarter in the last 58 seconds. Shields got it now, goes one-on-one, kicks it over to the left side for Powell. Shields has it poked away by Clark. Clark gets on the deck for it. Great hustle, but doesn't come up with the basketball. Now back into the hands of Powell. She'll drive on the right side baseline, goes up and under, looks for an outlet, gets it to Gaines. Gaines will dribble in, one-hand runner in the lane, missed everything. Rebound controlled by Powell, or kick back in by Lang. Great effort there. Shields on the skip pass now, has it in front of her own bench. Guarded up closely by Anderson. There's a mismatch here. Speed on size if they want to try to get Anderson one-on-one against Shield, and that's what they're going to do. Shield could go right by Anderson if she wants, and that's exactly what they're going to try to do as she gets it into the corner now. Back over to Shield. A little bit of a 3-2 look here now. Oh, nice pass on the runner. That was a great move by Jade Powell. She came up to set a screen, slipped the screen behind the defense, and is able to get the easy layup. 28-22, her first bucket of the night. It's 6:53 to go in the ball game. Brenham's got a 6-point lead. Dialing up the pressure defensively. Here's a runner in the lane on the short corner on the right side from Burns. That rattles out. Lake Creek offensive rebound. Now Clark's got it. D'd up hard by Gaines. Over to the left side for Height. Height kicks it into the corner for Golden. Has it knocked away, and it's stolen by Lang. Lang pushing it up ahead quickly now. We'll take it all the way. Goes up and under. Missed the layup. No foul on the play. Oh, that's a tough one to swallow if you're Lang. But now Lake Creek the other direction with a run out. On the layup is Ava Anderson. Able to get it to fall. 28-24, 6:18 left in the ball game. Shields got it now as she tries to slow it down just a little bit. Now over to Gaines. Gaines uses the ball screen from Lang, gets it to Shield. Shield calls for the screen, takes it to the middle of the floor, dumps it off on the short corner left side for Powell, goes up and under, puts up the shot, and missed it short in the rebound controlled by Golden. Took it right into the chest of 6'3", Matt Golden, trying to draw her fourth foul of the night. It's the right idea, but great defense by Golden that time. 5:45 to go in the ball game. Now to the right side corner. Here's Burns with it, the freshman who hit a big three to give Lake Creek their only lead of the night. Here's Clark, a three on the way, missed it short off the front of the iron. The rebound controlled by Golden. She kicks it out. Burns, top of the three, key three, missed it off the heel. Rebound controlled by Gaines. Picks it up and picks it up ahead for McWilliams, who's fouled over the top. That was Burns on the foul. That should be her third by my count. Inbound pass to Shield. 5:28 to go in the ballgame. 4-point lead. Brenham with the basketball. Shield walks it across half court. Kicks it over to Gaines right in front of her own bench. Dumps it inside. Nice entry pass to Powell. She turns, fires it off glass. Missed it short. The rebound. Offensive rebound ripped down by Lang. Goes up strong with it and gets rewarded with two free throws. That was the third foul on Burns. So the sharpshooting freshman for Lake Creek in a bit of foul trouble here with 5:13 to go. Long way to go here in this one yet. First free throw is up and down, 29-24. First points of the night for Lang. Playing the five tonight, stands at 5'10", long and athletic. Nice player for this Cubette bunch. Her second free throw attempt. Got it, 30-24, 5:13 left, 6-point game. Clark will bring it across half court, D'd up by Gaines. I'll tell you what, Gaines has been out there an awful lot tonight. Gaines and Shield both. Golden, short quarter jumper left side, missed it off the heel. Rebound controlled by Height. And a foul on the play. We'll see who they get. I think they're going to get McWilliams, and they do. So that's going to be Carmen McWilliams' first foul of the contest with 4:57 left in the fourth quarter. 30-24. Look at a three on the left side corner from Height. Thought better of it. Kicks over to Anderson. Now Clark, three ball, right side. That one is off the heel. Rebound ripped down by Golden. Another second chance opportunity for Lake Creek. And Golden shot missed everything. Anderson, the offensive rebound. Short quarter jumper left side for Golden. Her right side for Golden. Missed it again. And a foul on the offensive rebound attempt. They're going to get Lang for the foul, reaching in. A quick couple of fouls, and for Lang, that's her fourth. Go along with 2 points that she just cashed in from the free throw line on the other end. First free throw for Anderson is good. 30-25. .439 left in the game, 30-25. Anderson at the foul line, second shot on the way. Missed it short off the front of the iron. Rebounded again, another offensive rebound for Golden. She kicks out, her three is blocked. And another offensive rebound. Good Lord, if I have to say the words offensive and rebound again right next to each other, I'm going to scream. 4:32 left in the game. That's the first foul of the night on Jade Powell. She's got 3 points. First free throw on the way. This is Emily Height at the free throw line. She's got 7, missed the first. Trying to connect on the second here. And that one rims out. And Anderson, another offensive rebound. It's going to happen. Here's a shot underneath. Golden tried to crash the boards over the top, and finally the possession goes back the other way. My goodness. Rebound. Rebounding is... nothing will drive a guy crazier than... And I'll bet Coach is on the sideline beside himself. Grab the ball. Here's the Cubettes trying to bring home this 5-point lead. 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Shields got it. Working one-on-one against Clark. This has been a heck of a matchup to watch between these two. Two very similar players, similarly skilled players. Shields gotten the better of Clark so far tonight as Shields is dumped to the deck. And it looks like Coach Zika will call a timeout. So one of those collect-your-thoughts timeouts. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 60 seconds. 30-25 the score as Brenham leads Lake Creek. This is high school basketball on KWHI.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
30-25, the Cubettes lead it here with 4:04 left in the ball game. They'll throw it in on their own baseline with Mathis. Mathis looking for somewhere to go with it, does throw it in, and a tie-up immediately, and that's going to send possession back over to Lake Creek. That was not an ideal spot to throw that ball in, try to get it into Powell. And now Clark will push it quickly up the other direction now with Height. Entry pass into the lane, tipped away. Anderson tips it to Golden. Golden out to Gross now. Guarded up by... Oh, here's a three from Clark straight away. That one is off the front of the iron and not there. Anderson, another offensive rebound. Gets it to Golden. She throws it away. 30-25. 3:43 left in the ball game. A lot of height on that Lake Creek side. Really using their size to their advantage. You got 6'3 Matt Golden out there, along with Anderson, who's every bit of 5'10, 5'11 herself. Gross comes away with the steal. Turnover for Brenham. Here's Clark off her foot. Gets it over to Golden. She'll dial up a deep three. That one missed everything. And now the rebound controlled again underneath by Anderson. Her offensive rebound is And putback attempt is good. 30-27. Oh, my goodness. Just a rough rebounding performance on the defensive end here for Brenham. They do get the ball here with 3 minutes left. They throw it away. Golden picks it off. Lake Creek in control with all the momentum. Up ahead quickly to Anderson. Stepped on the end line, and that turns it back over to the Cubettes. So if you're Brenham right here, you just kind of want to see him settle down a little bit, take care of the ball. There's two things that you don't do when you're leading the game. You don't foul and you don't turn it over. You got a lot of time here with 2:55 left in the game. Still a three-point lead. Run a little bit of clock, get into a set, get a good shot. And Brenham's been a little on the impatient side offensively, and it's kind of bit him. And for how they're rebounding, the longer you can stay on the offensive side of the floor, the better off you are. Here's a nice pass underneath and a missed layup, but an offensive rebound and a putback and a foul. That's going to send Powell to the free throw line for two. A great look inside. If you can get an open look like that, take it by all means. But opportunity here to score. Build a little bit more of a cushion here as the first free throw is wide left. Well, they added a point, but the free throw was missed. It's still 30-27. The scoreboard reads 31. Unless I missed something. It sure looked like he missed that. She missed that shot. Second free throw for Powell. On the way. Missed it. Tried to bank it home. Didn't get it. 0-2. One possession ball game. Clark will push it quickly. 2:40 left in the contest. D'd up tightly by Gaines. Skip pass near side. Golden. Golden with a right-hand dribble. That's Burns, the freshman. Here's a three ball in the corner pocket. That one is off the heel. And the offensive rebound for Height. Followed her shot and gets rewarded. Cubettes still in that zone look here as Gaines has it, Gaines D'ing up on Clark. Here's a look into the corner and a travel. As the three goes in, but a travel first. Ooh, you want to talk about saved by the whistle. That was a perfect case of it. We could have been tied up at 30 apiece here. But a case of the happy feet for the freshman Burns benefits the Cubettes, and now Shiel will wisely take her sweet time crossing half court and bringing the ball up as Clark D's her up. She goes right into the corner and has it poked away. Here's Clark running it out the other direction. Gaines gives chase to it. Clark layup up and under is good. 30-29. 1 point game. Shiel had her pocket picked that time and Clark was able to run it out for the easy do. Shiel's got it now. Fakes the pass to the left side, goes to the right now, into the short corner right side for Powell. Powell tries to take it inside, instead will swing it around the outside for McWilliams. Still a one-point lead, just hang on to the basketball, make them foul. Put it in the hands of Shiel and make them foul. Gaines has also been shot well from the free throw line tonight. Here's a shot for Lang, and she is hacked on her way to the hole. So an opportunity here for two free throws. This is one of those situations where if you can hang on to it and drain that clock, do not even consider taking a shot unless you're right there. And that's exactly what Lang did, and she was able to get rewarded with the free throws. Clutch free throws upcoming here for Lang. First one on the way. Missed it off the heel. So this second free throw here, of the utmost importance for Lang. 90 seconds left in the game. 1 point lead for the Cubettes. Make it two. 31-29. The second free throw for Lang is true. Clark will bring it across half court. 1:25 left. Clark has it poked away momentarily. Gets it back. Gets it over to the corner for Anderson. Anderson top of the key for Burns. Ooh, and Shield just about reached in and got whistled for the foul, but is able to clear off just in time. Here's a look underneath. Wide open under the cup. The shot is missed by Wells, but a foul. And that's a tough foul to almost have to commit that foul if you're Brenham, and don't give up an easy layup. We'll see who they call for the foul, and that's going to be it for that was on Powell. I thought they were going to get Lang for that foul. Missed the free throw, wide left. First one for Wells, not there. 1:14 left in the game. Cubettes need a miss here. They don't get it. Second free throw for Wells is there. Timeout probably here for, well, we'll see. There's a stoppage of some sort. Referee's having a little conference call. Trying to figure out where they want to get food after this. I know where I'm going. I've already got that planned out. 31-30, 1:14 left in the fourth quarter. Brenham with the lead. Trying to see what they're figuring out here with the referees. I don't know what they're talking about.
Let's bring in Dean Blandino, the rules expert.
Okay, so it took all that time to figure out it's still Brenham basketball after the free throws. Anywho, 1:12 left in the ball game. Shields got it now, kicks it up ahead into the corner left side for Lang. Back out to Shield. Going to make him, got to make him foul you here if you're Brenham. Just hang on to the ball. Don't. Oh, and here's Gaines on a runner and puts it home. Oh, what a gutsy shot by Yasmin Gaines. Makes it a three-point ball game. She's got 16. 51 seconds left in the game. Anderson, short corner left side for Lake Creek. Kicks it out. Clark, her three on the way to tie it. Missed everything. And the ball, it hit the end line. It should be out of bounds off of Lake Creek. Instead, the ball clearly hit the end line off the missed three-point shot. They didn't see it. And instead, Shield had to grab it. And then she was pushed out of bounds. It will be Brenham basketball. Timeout, Cubettes. What a sequence there. I'll tell you what. 41 seconds left. Yasmin Gaines with a gutsy shot. That's how you do it right there. You can run the clock out all you want, but you might as well. If you know you got a good look at it, go ahead and drop that thing. 33-30. Give her 16 on the night. That was... I remember a time where I used to have a couple of coaches back in the day that would come up to you after the game and go, you're lucky that went in, boy. You'd have taken that shot. But nonetheless, clutch shot for Gaines. 33-30, your score. Now with 41 seconds left in the game. Cubettes will throw it in. Full length court pressure here being applied by Lake Creek. They're going to pick him up the whole way. Gaines has the basketball. Gets a screen from Powell. Now over to Shield with it at the spiking line. 30 seconds left in the game to Shield. To Gaines right in front of her own bench. Back up top. A little hot potato action to try to run this clock out and bring home the win. 23 seconds left in the game. Gaines has it and a foul is whistled. And I think they're going to send... Well, who's shooting them? You got your three best free throw shooters playing hot potato. It's kind of a pick 'em here. Oh, 33-30 with 20 seconds left in the game. Call that the fourth foul on Burns, the freshman, as the Lake Creek JV team tries to drum up some noise on the far side. First free throw missed. A very crucial free throw here, and this one will make it a four-point game and get you one breath of fresh air closer to maybe getting out of here with a win as she puts it home. That was McWilliams with a clutch free throw. 19 seconds left. Clark will bring it across half court. Do not foul here if you're Brenham. The three-pointer missed it short, and McWilliams the rebound, and she's fouled. Couple more free throws, and let's go get some tacos. 34-30. Cubettes with the lead and a chance to put this thing away. 16 points on the night for Gaines. Give her 8 points on the night for Shield. Very balanced scoring attack the rest of the way across the board. McWilliams. There's one of these free throws. Will go ahead and send it, and that's it. 35-30. It's the first one to go down. Second one on the way to make it a two-possession game. More of a two-possession game. There's the second shot and missed it short. Still a five-point ball game. Shield, offensive rebound, and that's going to do it. Shield's going to dribble it out. And then on a night where the Cubettes were bitten by the rebounding bug, An offensive rebound on a missed free throw is what seals them a win. 35-30. Your final score, the Cubettes knock off district-leading Lake Creek 35-30. That's it for this one. We'll be back with postgame here in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KWHI.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Get you in the headset here. KWHI, 1280 FM 101.7. Your final score tonight, 35-30. The Cubettes take down Lake Creek and put themselves right in the conversation for the District 21-5A championship, taking down Lake Creek tonight. Joined here post-game, we'll get with Hallie Scheel first. And Hallie, great effort tonight by you guys. Really great job defensively in that first half. Kind of walk us through what it took to get this thing done tonight.
Well, Lake Creek is 3-0, and we have the intensity and the fight to beat anybody in this district, and we showed that tonight. These girls got hustle and hard. That's about it.
Absolutely. It was kind of a tough night, rebounding for you guys a little bit throughout the middle part of that game. Kind of talk us through what you guys maybe talked about at halftime and what adjustments were made to, because you ended up coming out with a big win.
Yeah, Mac was a very big rebounder, and she's a very big girl down there, but just boxing out and then just helping each other out.
Very good. Well, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
So Hallie Scheel joining us here, and I will talk with Yasmin Gaines. 18 points on the night tonight. Very efficient shooting performance for you. Congratulations on the win. Kind of talk us through a little bit. I want to talk about that shot there towards the end of the game where you guys were up. I think you were up one and had a good look at it. Tell me, walk me through that process.
We was trying to get them on one side and they all fell for it. So. And you know, the coach is telling me be smart. So I was like, okay, I'm going to drive in, either pass to the post, or I'm going to take it. And I took it.
It was a gutsy shot. It really was. So moving forward, you guys got a good opportunity here. Just like Hallie said, you guys feel like you can beat anybody in the district. You proved it tonight, knocking off 3-0 Lake Creek. So the mission continues on Friday for you guys. What do you know about Montgomery so far?
Montgomery, they can shoot, but I feel like we're a better team towards teamwork. So if we just share the ball, work as a team, I feel like we'll be okay.
Well, you guys did an outstanding job tonight. Congratulations on the win, and congratulations on the 18-point performance.
Thank you.
Yasmin Gaines joining us tonight here on the post-game show. Thank you. KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. Again, your final score in this one, 35-30, as the Cubettes able to walk out of Brenham High School tonight with a win. Our next action that we'll have for you on KWHI, Doug Brown will have coverage of Brenham and Magnolia West as the boys side of things looks to... Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm just really bad at reading schedules. This Friday is Brenham and Montgomery on the boys' side with Doug Brown. Our next broadcast of Cubette basketball will be Magnolia West coming up on Tuesday with a 6:30 tip-off, 6:15 pregame right here on KWHI. 18 points on the night for Gaines, Scheel with 8, and a big win for the Cubettes as they... improve now to 3-1 in district play and fully assert themselves into the conversation for district champions. This has been High School Basketball Tonight on KWHI. It's Dean Erickson saying so long from Brenham High School.
You've been listening to the live radio broadcast of the Brenham Cadets basketball game, brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Once again, the final score, the Brenham Cadets 35, Lake Creek 30. Good night, everybody. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.